Hello, and welcome back to Sass Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Mary and Brian, and this is episode 206. And we have been gone for about 3 weeks now, but we're back now. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Refreshed from our little vacation that we'll be going into. I believe we mentioned this on the previous podcast, but we went to Hawaii, and we'll be going to that a little bit, but as of right now, I'm back in full swing, back in the office. It's like nothing ever happened, just working 9 to 5 for the rest of my life. But
so, yeah. Like this episode, we're just going to go over what we've done the last 3 weeks. It's been a busy few weeks and fun few weeks. And so last we last recorded in like mid-August, and now it's September. But the first thing we did since we last recorded was we went to the Thomas Rhett concert, and it was very fun. Brian, this was your third concert ever, or second if you don't want to count Chip's concert, gig. But what did you think of it?
I actually liked it. Like I had known a couple of the songs just by virtue of being around you, Mary, because you like playing Thomas Rhett, and you know, I thought the engagement with the crowd was a little bit more energetic than the Coldplay one. Of course, Chips was the best.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Chips is the most intimate concert.
Yes. I knew the artist that was singing.
And it was the smallest crowd.
Yeah, exactly. I was like 20 feet away. It was wild. But yeah, I knew some of the songs. There was more room to basically stand up here because the other one was in Climate Pledge Arena in a stadium.
So. And this was in a White River Amphitheater, which is great, except for, you know, getting home after. It took 2 hours to, like, an hour just to get out of the parking lot.
It was bad. It was bad. It took an hour to get out of the parking lot. It took an hour to go, like, 50 feet, really.
And not even, barely very far. But the concert itself was great. Didn't really know the openers too well, but this is the second time I've been to a Thomas Rhett concert, and he's won Performer of the Year several times for country music, and I think he did a great job.
I agree. That was, you introduced me to a good experience going to the concerts, Mary, so congratulations.
Yes, and you even got to sit down if you wanted to, you know, you could still see.
Yeah.
Also, that week we had Hannah and Corey over for a barbecue, which was very fun. Hannah made a blackberry pie, which Brian was a little hesitant to try because she picked the blackberries herself, and Brian had apparently never heard of picking blackberries before, even though it's pretty common in Washington, at least. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She told me she picked them herself, and I'm like, what, like off the side of the road? And yeah, apparently this is like a thing that can be done.
Yeah.
You know, I just associate people with picking berries as like the poisonous berries, but yeah, most berries
what
are probably
but people are picking poisonous berries, Brian.
I don't know, Mary. I don't know. But long story short, the pie was excellent. It was very good, and I was very happy. So good job, Hannah.
Yes. Also that weekend, we watched a very good documentary on Netflix, which we recommend. It's about the football player Manti Te'o. It's called Untold, The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist. It's on Netflix. And we like the show Catfish a lot, and this is basically the ultimate, most public catfish that ever happened. He thought he was dating this woman, and then, you know, she died, and turned out
she
never
told
even existed.
Him. She told him she died. Or she got someone else to tell him that she died.
Yeah.
And so he thought his girlfriend died.
And it was he was a Notre Dame football player, so very, very, very public. And, you know, he talked about her all the time, and especially after she died, it was in the media. And then it came out that she was fake. So it was a very interesting documentary. It's two parts, so it's about 2 hours long total. Highly recommend it, though.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's definitely, you know, some of these documentaries aren't my thing, but I would definitely say the story itself is interesting enough to give it a shot.
Yeah. And then later that week, we went to Hawaii and met up with your mom and your brother there. What was your first What was your first? This is your first time to Hawaii. What was your first thoughts when you know, when we landed?
First thoughts was the hot, humid air. Is immediately when you get into the airport, it's like an open airport, so you're not getting blasted with AC. As soon as you land and you're off the plane, you're basically in the environment of Hawaii.
How about while we were landing, though?
Oh my gosh, Barry, is that what you were setting me up for?
Yeah.
The landing was so rocky. Oh my gosh, like the plane was shaking. I'm like holding onto my seat. I'm like, oh my god, this is it. This is it. I'm gonna die.
No, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
Okay, it wasn't that bad, but it was definitely top 10 most scary landings, or sketchy landings, I should say, not scary. It didn't rise to the level of scary.
I wasn't really setting you up for that part of it, just like the landscape that you were seeing, the other islands you could see in the distance, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the mountains were beautiful as well. It looked like, you know, like Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. You could see the clear blue water from above. You could see, I think you could see at least two islands when we were landing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was very cool.
And that night, we put our feet in the ocean for the first time. It was pretty warm, I have to say. You were wearing basketball shorts and, you know, got your shorts all wet, but otherwise, it was a good time.
Yes. And before we got to the condo that we were Airbnb-ing, my brother decided to take us to Mama's Fish House. And I had no idea, like, what this restaurant was. But when we went there, the prices were rather large, to say the least. So it was a very fancy restaurant. You know,
and then you go to ask the waitress, which one of these menu items is closest to fish and chips? And
she's like, oh, we don't serve that here.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay, well.
I'm like,
no, sorry,
what the heck?
First, you were like, is this one like the like fish and chips? And then she's like, no. And like, what's the closest to fish and chips? Nothing. Which was very funny.
Yeah.
But it was very good.
Who has a fish restaurant that doesn't have fish and chips? No, they're just too good for fish and chips, apparently. But yeah, well, we ended up splitting something because it was very pricey. But what I liked also was it was one of those really fancy restaurants that hand out what is it? Washcloths, right? And I've been to one before where it was a steamed towel, and like in the cold Seattle environment, they hand out steamed towels. Apparently in Hawaii, they hand out chilled towels down there. So I was just like, oh yes, because I was getting hot. Like I desperately wanted to just throw it over my face, but I feel like that was not the restaurant to do that.
But not to worry, because then later on in the trip, you chilled your own towel. And
I did.
Your face.
I learned. I took something away from that
in the condo. So you learned that, and I'm sure today when you got home from work, you had a bunch of towels chilling in your freezer, and you just threw one on your face as soon as you walked in the door.
I have not, but I have since getting back from Hawaii, thought about doing it once.
Oh, that's good.
So I actually have thought about it. I have thought about it. I'm taking that skill with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifelong lesson.
Yep. Then the next day, we went on a few different hikes. It was very fun. We went out to one, you know, the terrain is just so different. The first one we went out had, like, a lot of, like, lava rocks. And we went around one near the, near a golf course on the ocean, which is cool. And then we went snorkeling also. Rented snorkel gear from Snorkel Bob's. It was, like, $20 for the week, so pretty good. Went to Kaanapali and Black Rock and saw a bunch of fish. This was your first time snorkeling, Brian. How was the experience putting on those flippers, all of that?
The flipper experience was fine. Putting them on, walking around with them on was very awkward. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to lift your feet up completely. Otherwise, the tip of the flipper is just going to hit the ground and you're going to trip.
Get stuck in the sand,
yeah. Like, going into the ocean with the flippers on, apparently you're supposed to go backwards into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's actually true or not, but well, you told me, so I did.
No, the person at Snorkel Bob's told you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, yeah, the snorkeling gear was from a company called Snorkel Bobs, which I always thought was funny. Mm-hmm. Snorkel Bob. And apparently they're everywhere on this island. But yeah, snorkeling was super cool. I was able to see, I think, like five different types of fish. There was like, you know, the very small ones that are close to the surface. And then I saw some yellow fish. I saw a yellow and blue fish. I saw some white fish. No sharks. Did not see a shark, which was good because I'm terrified. Well, not terrified of sharks. I'm just terrified of the unknown. So, like, I could be, like, dipping my head under the water. There could be a shark with his little mouth open.
are you terrified of the unknown in general or just under the water?
Just, I mean, I feel like it stems from, like, childhood fear of the dark, sort of. Okay. But, like, I think we're all, like, you know, if you're, like, in a basement and the lights go off, like, it's probably going to freak you out. So, like, that's the sort of vibe that I get with the ocean. Then. Yeah, I just need more light in my life.
You know, just fear of the unknown in all aspects of your life. But we mostly actually saw turtles right in front of our condo. We'd be eating breakfast. You could see a bunch of turtles swimming around. You, with your sunglasses that you thought made you be able to see better.
Yes, they do. Turtle. They actually do.
Saw a bunch of turtles, and then later on in the trip, Brian and I actually went down and snorkeled around outside of the condo, and I had bought two, like, waterproof pouches for our phones to be able to take pictures underwater. Worked great. It was, like, two for $14 on Amazon. Really cheap. Highly recommend it if you want to do underwater photography. And, you know, we were swimming around, and all of a sudden, a turtle pops up. I'd say 1 to 1.5 feet away from Brian. And I was like, Brian, get away. You're not supposed to touch the turtle.
But it was like, let's just say a meter. It's at least 3 feet.
Okay, I don't know. It seemed much closer to me, but you didn't seem to know how far away you were because you're trying to, you know,
scramble with
your camera to take a picture.
Yeah, I was looking around through the lens of my camera, which is already zoomed in, so I'm like, oh, it's probably not that close in reality. I'm just zoomed in. But then when I look up from my camera, it popped up about 3 meters, but I was like, the water current was taking me towards it.
Yeah.
So when I ended up, like, backpedaling, I was, like, about a foot away, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm like pushing away with, like, my arms and my leg. I'm, like, trying to get away from this turtle. Because if you touch a turtle, apparently you can get, like, thrown in jail in, like, Hawaii.
Or fined. You probably
fined.
Fined.
Yeah, I did not want to risk that. So I was like, oh, please, no. So, I got really close to one of the turtles, but then multiple of the turtles were they're just swimming all around us. My mom took a photo of us out in the middle of not the middle of the ocean, but like 20 feet out, basically, ish. And there were turtles closer to the shore than we were at that point. We'd gone a little bit too further out to look for the turtles, and we're just like looking around. And I heard my mom screaming, Brian, behind you.
Yeah, the condo is on the 8th floor, and we hear, Brian, turn around! And you're like, where am I looking? It was funny.
Yeah, and I couldn't find that turtle, but the other turtle popped up right in front of me. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if we mentioned, but the Airbnb we were staying at was basically right on the water. Like,
on top of the water.
Like, on top of the water. Like, almost. if you are sitting on the balcony at some points, you won't even be able to see the beach. You'll just see the ocean.
Pretty cool.
Like, yeah, which is really cool. The water goes up to basically some sandbags, which is right on the property line of the condo. So it was super cool to basically see the sunrise, sunset, and basically the beach every morning while, like, having breakfast. That was very relaxing.
We were kind of staying near Lahaina, so I think two of the days we actually went into Lahaina, and I had been hyping up the big banyan tree in the middle of the town there. And I don't know if you or your family understood what I was like, why does Mary want to go see this tree? But once we got there, I think everyone understood. It's the size of an entire city block, and it's 60 feet high, and it's a really cool tree.
Yeah, I think what I thought was really cool about it was it had, like, multiple trunks, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it had one main trunk, but then it, like, I've never seen a tree look like that before. It was fascinating. I took lots of pictures of it. But speaking of trees and garden life, we went on the road to Hana to the Garden of Eden. That's what they're calling it.
The original Garden of Eden.
The original Garden of Eden was in Hawaii, folks. No. Mm-hmm. So we went to this botanical garden called the Garden of Eden, and basically they had all sorts of exotic trees and plants and flowers. And
a rainbow eucalyptus?
They had a rainbow eucalyptus. Literally, the trunk was rainbow colored. And that's like so weird to see in like nature, in reality.
Yeah, so cool.
But yeah, that was definitely worth it.
Also there, we just were walking around and all of a sudden we see a sign that this is where the first scene of Jurassic Park was filmed. You could see, I forget the name of the rock, but if you watch the opening scene of Jurassic Park, they're coming from like a helicopter side of things. You see this rock, you see these big hills, and we were on the other side of it, on the land side of it, but you could see down and see that rock where the opening scene of Jurassic Park was, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. The more you know. Now, if I ever rewatch Jurassic Park, I will be like, I've been there.
Just in the first 30 seconds.
The first 30 seconds, yes. Not the entire. I don't know. The rest of the island, I think, was in... I don't know where else they shot that.
They filmed it in a bunch of different islands, but I think that was not as much on Maui as some of the less populated islands, probably more.
Got you.
On the road to Hana, it was very... I'd never been on it before. It was very windy, and... there were so many one-lane bridges, which is a little sketchy. I just got out of there.
You basically had to, like, wait for a car to pass, then it's your turn to go on the bridge.
It was
scary. Very sketchy. Yeah. The cars, like, squeaked by each other. Like, yes. It was probably, like, less than a foot distance between the two cars when we had, like, there was two cars going by on this road.
Very, very, very scary. Skinny roads and very windy. I don't usually get car sick, but I felt a little car sick that day, but I made it out. I was fine. We also stopped by a waterfall on the road to Hana as well, and that was pretty cool to see also. Mm-hmm. And another day, we went up to the top of Haleakala, the volcano on Maui, the main volcano. That was very, very cool.
Yes, yes. I believe the elevation was over 10,000 feet, right?
10,023 feet is what the sign said. So, again, very windy road, but it was pretty cloudy, but I'm sure it could have been much more cloudy. They said that on a clear day, you could see 6 different islands from the top. We couldn't see any of that, but it was still a very cool view. Got to see the craters, and it was in the national park, so did a few other short little hikes there.
Yeah, we saw a mountain goat on the way up. We saw...
A pig.
And there was some endangered bird that we were trying to find, but I guess it was too endangered. The nene, yeah. The nene. We did not find the nene, which apparently lives up on the volcano, basically.
Mm-hmm.
One of the cool things for me about this volcano really had nothing to do with the crater of the volcano itself. It was the elevation, like the difference that you feel in your body when you're that high up. The air gets thinner. Your heart has to pump blood around, to get more oxygen, into your organs and whatnot. That I went on like a 0.5 mile or 0.25 mile mini hike. And basically halfway through, you could like feel your heart beating. You're like, oh my goodness, it's going to explode. But no, nothing exploded. But it was super cool to feel that difference in altitude and air pressure.
I didn't like that quite as much. My shunt really hurt at the very top of the mountain of the volcano because it was one of the fastest changes in elevation in the shortest distances in the world, according to the national park. I got like a certificate saying that I survived it, and yes, I did survive it. But as soon as I got back down, then my shunt was fine, but it did hurt quite a bit just because of the change in pressure. And like Brian said too, it was a little bit more difficult to breathe up there just because of the air pressure.
Yes. But
it was cool. Very cool views. And now we can say that we summited Haleakala, but only by car, not by walking.
Yeah, we can say we summited, so people don't need to know that we didn't hike the whole thing. We summited a volcano.
We saw a few people biking up it, but most people were biking down it. Then we saw a business on the side where you could rent a bike to ride down it. You'd be obviously very, very strong to ride up the...
Yeah, you better have, like, special gears in your bike.
Yeah, but riding down, I mean, that'd be difficult too, but, you know, it's more... Anyone could do it because you could just break. We did not do that.
You just have to have good brakes. Otherwise, you're flying off a mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, we did not do that. We just stayed safely in the car.
Yes.
And, yeah. Anything else from Hawaii, Brian? It was a very fun time. Got to try a bunch of new things. I'd been to Maui about 3 years ago, but did a lot of new things while we were there this time.
Yep. And sorry if you hear a siren in the background, but... One of the other things we did that I don't believe we mentioned was we went to a chocolate factory.
Ooh, yes.
And apparently this chocolate factory had the best chocolate out there because they received the gold medal in their chocolate bar.
Yes, so they went to like a chocolate conference, an international chocolate conference, and they were given the gold medal. It was called Maui Kuia Estate.
Yeah.
KUIA. And we got to go up to the cacao farm.
Yeah, we got to see the whole process. You got to see the seeds. You got to see the tree basically be grown. You got to see, the various stages of growth. You got to see what a good cacao seed looked like, and you got to see what a bad one looked like. They're very colorful too. It's not like there's only one color.
And then we got to taste a bunch of chocolates in a treehouse.
Yes. Yeah. So that was super cool. And you liked it so much, you brought some home.
Yes, I did. I brought some for my family. It was some orange mango guava chocolates. And those were some of the favorites that we tried. So overall, what would you rate this trip, Brian?
That was a 10 out of 10 for sure. 10 out of 10 in terms of trips, the experiences that you got, and honestly, the amount of money spent relative to the cool experiences gained, I'd say it was super worth it.
Yeah, it was very fun, very fun. And then we got home about a week ago, last Wednesday, and we went right back to work on Thursday and Friday, and then on Friday night began my family reunion with my dad's side of the family, which was super fun. Started off with wine tasting at the Umlauf's house on Friday night. Then on Saturday morning, the girls went shopping and the guys watched football. And then we had a fiesta at my parents' house, tacos and margaritas. Very fun. And then on Sunday, we went to the zoo. There was 29 of us total. I don't know if we all got together at one time through the whole weekend, but we got to see everyone at different parts at least. But our group was pretty big at all times. But at the zoo, I think we had almost 20 people with lots of little kids. That was a little, there's a lot. I mean, I was like, I'm glad I'm not a parent because I'm constantly looking around for the little kids to make sure they aren't running away and I'm not even the parent. But
yeah, exactly.
Then the girls had a spa day, got pedicures, and then we went to my cousin Brian's house, Brian and Carly's house, for pizza that night, and they have a pickleball court, so some people play pickleball. We played a family favorite game of Salad Bowl. Second time we played it in Suncadia last year, too. And then some of us went to the Mariners game on Monday as well. So lots of family time, and it was very fun. Hadn't seen some of my family that lives in Spokane for quite a while, so really good to see them and see everyone.
Yeah, it was nice to see everyone. I agree. It was nice to see everyone as well. And I just agree with that sentiment. We saw each other's families within like a 1 to 2 week time frame. So lots of traveling,
lots of family time.
Lots of saying hi.
That's what you do with your family, say hi.
Yeah, you say hi. Lots of family time.
Yeah. But don't worry, we'll be back every week now again with a podcast. Just had to take a quick break there for a few weeks, but don't worry. We'll be back giving you all the weirdest news and the most random topics to talk about. And can't believe it's already September. This year is really flying by.
Yeah, we're in September now.
Yeah, I think that's it for this week, but we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.